സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യ മധ്യമാം അസ്മദാചാര്യ പര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരു പരംപര. പേജ് 117, ശ്ലോക 6. ധർമാർത്ഥ കാമ മോക്ഷേഷു ജീവിതേ മരണേ തഥാ കസ്യാപ്യുദാരതി തസ്യ ഹേയോപാദേയതാ നഹി. Astavakra talking about a wise person or an Atma Jnani. As Krishna said in Bhagavad Gita, the characteristics of a wise person, it's very spontaneous for him because of his knowledge. In 2nd chapter, Hira Prajna Lakshanas. In 12th chapter, Parabhakta Lakshanas. And in 14th chapter, Gunatita Lakshanan. All these talks about the characteristics of a wise person. Same way here also we are seeing the wise person's behavior, response towards people and situations, or his mental status. Jnani also continues in this world, in his duties, but how he responds, what is his mental status, that we are seeing here in this shloka, 6th shloka. Dharmartha kama mokshesu jivite marane tatha nahi heyo padeyata. Heya upadeya. Heya means aversion. Upadeya means attraction or interest, desire. Taking to. Heya means dropping. Desire to drop or desire to take. Both are not there in him. In dharma, artha, kama, moksha. All the four purusharthas. Because he has already accomplished. There is no need of punya, need of money, wealth to earn further. Kama, desires are also, because atmanyeva, atmana, truptaha. Therefore, there is no kama also. There is no desire for moksha also, because Jnani recognized that I am Nitya Muktaha. I am Nitya Muktaha. Where is the question of getting moksha? So that desire also gone from him. Therefore, further to continue in this Janma, next Janma or next Janma, that type of interest also not there. Jeevite. Let me continue. Jeevite. Marani, let me drop this body. I am a jnani, why I have to be in this body? That type of thought also is not there. After accomplishing moksha, why I have to stay in this strugglesome body, a diseased body, old age body, why I have to stay? Such a thought also never comes to that jnani. And തസ്യ കസ്യ ഉദാരചിത്തസ്യ ഫർ ഹൂം കസ്യ ഉദാരചിത്തസ്യ ഫർ ഹൂം സച്ച് ടൈപ്പ് ഓഫ് ചിത്തം ഈസ് ദർ. ഉദാരചിത്തം മീൻസ് ബ്രോഡ് മൈൻഡഡ്, ജനറസ് മൈൻഡ്. such a mind, not narrow minded. Because of jnanam, there is a lot of accommodation in his mind, maturity. A mature mind, a jnani mind, enlightened mind, udara chitta means you can take it as enlightened mind, which is a lightened mind. Udara chittasya, such a jnani, heyo padayata nasti. In his mind, there is no such type of aversion or attachment or detachment, nothing is there. No pair of opposites. When we are looking into these slokas, one more important point we have to note. Ashtavakra talking from two angles here. One is Atma Drishti, another is Mana Drishti, Antahkarana Drishtiya. Therefore, when he is talking certain points, characteristics of a jnani, you have to understand those characteristics are from Atma standpoint or mind standpoint. You have to, there and there you have to sort out. Otherwise, it is very, very confusing. This is from Manadrishtya, mind standpoint. Because jnani also has got mind. Jnani knows, I am Sakshi, I am the witnesser. So therefore, whenever that teachers, we are talking about a jnani definition, we have to see, these are all from mind standpoint. And these are teachers are from Atma standpoint. So now this sloka is talking from the mind standpoint. Udara chittasya, his mind is so generous, accommodative and very, very, very neutral mind. Up to here we saw in the last class. So every sloka you have to see it like that only. Manadrishtya, Atma Drishtya. From the mind standpoint, or antakarana standpoint, or ahankara standpoint, or anatma standpoint also you can take. And from second standpoint, atma or sakshi standpoint. Atma or sakshi standpoint. Now read seventh sloka. Vanchana Vishwa Vilayem. ധന്യ ആസ്തേ യഥാ സുഖം. So what are all lakshanams are spontaneous for a jnani? The sadhaka has to practice diligently, regularly, gradual practice of those features of a jnani one has to follow. Now look into the shloka. Tasya, first half we will take. Jnaninaha, you supply. Jnaninaha, vishvavilaye vancha na asti. Jnaninaha, for wise people, vishvavilaye, for the dissolution of the world. Vishva means universe. Vilayam means dissolution. Or pralayam. Vishvavilaye. For the dissolution of the world, na vancha. Vancha means desire. Na asti is not there. Asti na is there. You have to supply asti. Na asti is not there. Nor tasya dveshaha cha, tasya sthitau dveshaha na asti. Tasya sito. If that universe continues to exist, there is no dvesha also. Why? After knowledge also, there are problems in the society, bodily, physically, and environmental. There are pains is undergoing. So why this world, why it has to continue? He has no dvesha at all. Jagat sitau dveshaha na asti. Vilaye api vancha na asti. Let it continue. Not there. Let it disappear, let it dissolve. That also not there. What is there? No, nothing is there. There is no desire for its dissolution. There is no aversion for its existence. Then what looks it as it is? Let it continue as long as it continues. Then second line, yatha jivikaya tasmat. Yatha jivikaya means whatever comes in course of time according to that will of the Lord or Ishvara, whatever comes to experience, either pleasure or pain, whatever, any experience, jivikaya means for survival, inevitable for survival. Even if you avoid other things, survival is important. Food is required, shelter is required, clothes required, this minimum survival is required. So whatever comes, yadrishchayana praptam yatha jivikaya tasmat. Since he is living, whatever comes with that without any disturbance in his mind. Tasmat dhanyaha yatha sukham aste. Such a person is called dhanyaha, blessed one, fortunate one, adrishtavan ityarthaha dhanyaha. Therefore yatha sukham aste, he lives as that atmaswarupam. Yatha sukham means what? Whatever atmaswarupam, that ananda, he revels in that. No change in that. Yatha sukham aste remains. Therefore he remains as yathasukam, happily he lives, continues. Next shloka. Number 8. Kṛtārtho nena jñānena. Ityevam galita dhikriti. Paschan shrunvan spruśan vidhran. Ashnan naste yatha sukham. You are very difficult to read. Vidhran ashnan naste. Na 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 is there. You can remember 5th chapter Bhagavad Gita. Pashyan shrinvan spushan jigran ashnan gachan swapan spashan pralapan visrajan grindhan unmishan nimishan napi. Like that, same he is reminding us now. Anena jnanena, by this knowledge, jnani never feel I am kṛtārthaḥ, I am accomplished person. Anena jñānena kṛtārthaḥ iti. Thus, within inverted commas, by this knowledge, I am an accomplished person, pūrṇaḥ iti. Thus, evam kṛti jñāni galita dhīhīna. From whose intellect this type of thought has gone. I am kṛtārthaḥ, Purnaha, that thought also gone from his intellect. Galitadhihi kriti jnani. Galitadhihi galitadhihi means from the mental identification, the identification in the mind that I am a jnani. The mental identification has gone. That vritti. Mental identification ante enna artham? That vritti, the thought, I am a jnani. I am a kritarthaha. I am an accomplished person. Many times we feel that I have come here, I have achieved purushartha. What is to achieve purushartha? I am Brahman, remaining as Brahman. What is purushartha there? There is no big thing, no? Here it is very natural. After getting jnanam, even that claiming I am accomplished person also wrong. He never does that also. Aham kritarthaha asmi iti evam. In this manner, galitadehi, from whose mind that thought has gone naturally. If anyone says, I am a jnani, I am a kritarthaha, kritarthaha, we will never say like that. So, appa namma enna sollanum, namma kuda jagrathaya irukkanum. Sollakoodadhu. அஹம் பூர்ணஹா கிருதார்த்தஹ, அஹமாவது பூர்ணமாவது. எங்க அஹம் பூர்ணம்? ஐ எம் ஆத்மா எவர் ஃபுல். பாடி மைண்ட் காம்ப்ளெக்ஸ் இஸ் அனாத்மா. ஆஃப்டர் நோயிங் அனாத்மா ஆஸ் அனாத்மா, ஆத்மா மை செல்ஃப் ஆஸ் ஆத்மா, தீஸ் வேர்ட்ஸ் ஆர் ஆல் இர்ரெலவென்ட். தேர்ஃபோர் ஜ்ஞானி சிட் சைலண்ட்லி. ஓகே, வென் பசியன், ரைட், சீயிங், வைல் சீயிங் ஆல் பீப்புள் ஹூ ஆர் ஆல் இன் அஜ்ஞானா, அஹம் கிருதார்த்தஹ. ஹி நெவர் ஃபீல் லைக் தட். பை சீயிங் ஆல் அஜ்ஞானி பசியன், சீயிங் எனி திங், ஷ்ருண்வன், வைல் ஹியரிங், சோ மெனி திங்ஸ் வி ஆர் ஹியரிங். ஆல் அனாத்மா திங்ஸ் ஓன்லி வி ஆர் ஹியரிங், அபவுட் அனாத்மா ஓன்லி வி ஆர் ஹியரிங். At that time also he never feels, or she never feels, I am a kritartha. Wow. That also, and the family members are there, no, at home. Because they are not studying Ashtavakra Gita, I am only studying. Wow. That thought also should not come. How difficult, Srunvan, Prishan, even while touching, no? While touching also means while interacting with that people, situations, touching the things and all, they never feel that. Jighran, while smelling also. Ashnan, while eating. Yatha sukham aste. That means what? While hearing, while smelling, while seeing, while doing anything also, there is no modifications in his mind. There is no disturbance. There is no vacillation caused by the all these activities. No activity can disturb his relaxed mind, that happy mind. Mind means what? Which mind is reveling in? Atma. So mind will not get any disturbance by anything. So here, what drishti? Mind standpoint. Okay? Ahankara drishtiya. So, namakod eppadi irukkano? Eppadiye irukkano. Make it and make it. Pooja Swamiji says always, Dayananda Swamiji. Difficult only. Don't say difficult. It is impossible. Don't say impossible. It is difficult maybe, but it's not impossible. It is possible. Fake it and make it. What you think, so you become. Next shloka. Ninth shloka. ശൂന്യാദൃഷ്ടിർവൃഥാചേഷ്ട വികലാനീന്ദ്രിയാണി ച സംസാരസാഗരേ. ഓഷൻ ഓഫ് സംസാര ഡ്രൈസ് അപ്പ്. ഹിയർ ക്ഷീണ മീൻസ് ഡ്രൈസ് അപ്പ്. ക്ഷീണ സംസാര സാഗരേ സതി ന സ്പൃഹ ന വിരക്തിർവാ. There is no spruha, desire. Na spruha asti, nor viraktirva, viraktihiva. There is no aversion, vairagyam also. There is no vairagyam or virakti, dispassion also. Because of which dispassion he has attained moksha. After attaining moksha, tirigi passion varumana. Again he will get passion. Will he get passion? Passion for fashion? There is no passion for him again. It cannot come. That is what viraktirva na asti. Asti you can supply. Therefore what? If you take literally, it creates a problem. Okay? This is from Atma Drishti. You have to take from the standpoint of Sakshi. From the standpoint of സാക്ഷി ആർ ആത്മ ദൃഷ്ട്യ ശൂന്യ ദൃഷ്ടി യഥാ ചേഷ്ട വൃഥാ ചേഷ്ട. ഹിസ് ദൃഷ്ടി ഇസ് ശൂന്യം, ബ്ലാങ്ക് ലുക്ക്. ജ്ഞാനം വന്ന ഉടനെ ബ്ലാങ്ക് ലുക്ക് എന്ന ഫർഗോട്ടൻ ടു ബ്ലിങ്ക് ആൽസോ ബ്ലാങ്ക് ലുക്ക് എന്ന ശൂന്യ വൃഥാ ചേഷ്ട ശൂന്യ ദൃഷ്ടി എന്ന ബ്ലാങ്ക് ലുക്ക്. ഹിയർ ആത്മ Drishtya, blank look in the sense what? Atma is Achakshuhu. Achakshuhu ityarthaha. So not literally, okay? Blank look, don't take like that. Shunya drishti means Atma is free from drishti. Atma is free from visham. Yattad adresham agrahyam agotram avaranam. എത്തദ്രേശ്യം, വേർ ഇൻ വിച്ച് ആത്മ നത്തിങ് ഈസ് സീൻ, നത്തിങ് ഈസ് സീൻ ആസ് റിയൽ എന്നർത്ഥം. യു ഹാവ് ടു ഗോ ഡീപ് ഇൻ ടു ഉപനിഷദിക് ടീച്ചിങ് അന്ന് ശൂന്യ ദൃഷ്ടിക്ക്. ഇൻ ആസ് എ സാക്ഷി വെൻ ഐ ക്ലെയിം ഐ എം ദ വിറ്റ്നസ് കോൺഷ്യസ്നെസ് വാട്ട് എവർ നാമരൂപ ഐ സീ they all become mithya, they all appear mithya. Once they are all mithya, what drishti is there? I won't give reality to anything. Nama rupa, even though interaction is going on in front of me, indriyasya indriyasya arthe na, they are interacting each other. There is the question of intervention as a sakshi. Therefore, no particular interest in seeing anything. Paakum bodhu kuda, oho, mithya, I am seeing and theriyum avarku. Paakum bodhu, shrunvan pashyan shunya drishtihi na. Shunya drishtihi va, vridha chesta, even the activities, vridha chesta, vridha chesta means once I recognize I am Atma, what are the activities I am doing, they are not going to accomplish anything, not for Purnatvam, not to get anything from them. They are all only vridha chesta, only useless activities. Whatever you do, after knowledge, they are all what? As long as body is there, we have to do what to do. As long as the body is there, we have to do, let me do. But chesta is having any prayojanam for his sake or her sake. Therefore, that chesta is vrudha or not? That That chesta is vṛdhā only. That is vṛdhā chesta. In ātmā there is no chesta. There is no activity. Therefore, whatever activities he does, only for loka saṅgraha, not for his sake. So, for him or her, it is a vṛdhā chesta only. It is useless action only. There is no useful action at all. From ātmā drishti, there is no useful action. Why? Ātmā avyavahāryaḥ. Nāntah prajñam, na bahish prajñam, nobhayata prajñam, na prajñam, na prajñam, na prajñānaghanam, avyavahāryam. Ātmā avyavahāryaḥ. That's a vṛdhā cesta. That's the meaning. Apadi literally eduthitaanna, idella paithyakaarana maadhiri irukum ani thonum. The vṛdhā cesta means akriyaḥ ātmā. Avyavaharyaha. Therefore, vṛdhā cesta. Vikalani indriyani. All sense organs are also vikalani. Vikalani means they are not active condition. They are inoperative. Operative, they are doing actions. Sarva indriyani means panchajnana indriyani, panchakarma indriyani. All these sense organs are vikalani, means they are not working to get something. That is the meaning. His sense organs, activities, all of them, just as its survival, it goes. But there is no mind propelling any sense organs towards that activity. There is no backup of the mind for any sense organ. Even a yatra is going on, that's all. But there is no sankalpa, idu paakanam, I want to hear this, I want to do this. There is no big sankalpa in the mind. That's the vikalani indriyani. Sense organs lose their master behind. Who is master? Mind. The mind instigating, propelling each sense organ. அங்க போ பாரு 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 அந்த மாதிரி எல்லாம் இருக்காது பிஹைண்ட் மைண்ட். தட் இஸ் வை ஹி சேஸ் விகலானி இந்திரியாணி. சோ ஃப்ரம் ஆத்மா ஸ்டாண்ட் பாயிண்ட், அதர்வைஸ் வாட் வில் ஹேப்பன்? நோ ஜ்ஞானி கேன் கம் அண்ட் டீச். என்ன விகலானி இந்திரியாணி? இஃப் யூ டேக் லிட்டரலி, நோ ஜ்ஞானி கேன் யூஸ் யுவர் வாகிந்திரியம். நோ ஜ்ஞானி கேன் வாக் டு த கிளாஸ் அண்ட் டீச். Suppose every jnani, vikalani, indriyani, all sense organs are useless, inoperative, literally you take. Who will teach? Only ajnani is guru's teach. Ajnani guru's teach what? Ajnanam. Ajnana need not be taught. We are already having ajnana. Therefore, guru parampara is in doldrums. Don't take literally. Vikalani, indriyani means Jnani's mind is not instigating or propelling any sense organs towards any action with desire. That is the meaning. Puriyadha guru edukkenu ipo theriyadha? The guru has to teach vikalani indriyani, keeping 10 upanishads behind. Amma enna 10 upanishads tharava irundhaana indha vikalani indriyani explain panna mudiyum? Student, all Upanishads may not be thorough, you know. So, teacher has to remind. So, this word, how you should take. That is the guru. That is the manala koda vandhi, ukkanundhi, padikkanam. Next shloka. So, second shloka, I have already explained it. Sheena samsara sagar. When, because of knowledge, when the samsara ajnanam has gone, dries up, at that time, his sense organs or his drishti or his chesta, all are not having any type of sankalpa. They are just abhasana. They do their karma. From atma drishtya, they are all nil. Next shloka. Na jagarti na nidrati. நோன்மீலதி நமீலதி അഹോ പരദശാഖാപി വർത്തതെ മുക്തചേതസഃ. മുക്തചേതസഃ വർത്തതെ മുക്തം ചേതഃ യസ്മാത്. വൺ ഹു ഹാസ് ഡ്രോപ്ഡ് ദ ഐഡന്റിഫിക്കേഷൻ വിത്ത് ദ മൈൻഡ്. ഡ്രോപ്ഡ് ദ നോട്ട് ഡ്രോപ്ഡ് ദ മൈൻഡ് He has dropped the identification with the mind. No identification. No, mana abhimana is not there. That is called mukta cheta saha. Paradasha. Aho means, oh, what a great artha. Liberated the person who is mind is not attached to him. And Paradasha means the supreme. Para means supreme. Dasha, the supreme mental state. Paradasha, the supreme mental state. That means what? A mind which has got the knowledge that I am Brahman Vritti, Akhandakara Vritti, when he entertains, that is Paradasha. That is the supreme state. പരദശ സുപ്രീം കണ്ടീഷൻ. ദശ മീൻസ് സ്റ്റേറ്റ് ആർ കണ്ടീഷൻ. പരദശ കാപി വർത്തതെ എനിവേർ ഇഫ് ഇറ്റ് ഈസ് ദർ കാപി വർത്തതെ തത്ര സച്ച് എ പേഴ്സൺ ന ജാഗർത്തി ന നിദ്രാതി നെയ്തർ ഹി അവേക്സ് നർ സ്ലീപ്സ്. നൗ ആത്മദൃഷ്ടി ആർ അഹങ്കാര ദൃഷ്ടി. He never awake nor sleep. Like in Bhagavad Gita, Yanisha sarva bhutanam tasyam jagrati samyami yasyam jagrati bhutani sanisya pasyato muni. See, in the second chapter we are seeing that a jnani is not awake to the worldly objects. He is asleep towards them. Anatma Vishayam, in which world is awake. All ignorant people are awake. Jnani is awake where, with regard to what people are all asleep. They do not know. So that Jnani is awake. What for Jnani is awake, they are not awake. Jnanisha Sarvabhutana. For whom the night, what is night for people, that is day for jnani. What is day for jnani is night for ajnani. What a puzzle shloka is this, no? That means what? Simple, jnani is awake to atma, it is night for ajnanis. Night and darkness, in that they do not know the atma, it is as good as night. People are all awake to anatma vishayam. For jnani it is like night. Night means he won't have any interest in that. He do not know about that. Anatma. Anatma. Very interesting sloka. You can go back and read that. Na jagarti na nidrati. Atma neither awake nor sleep. Atma neither awake nor sleep. So, Jnani is Atma. So, Atma Jnani, from Atma Drishtya, Sakshi Drishtya, he is neither awake nor sleep. But body mind has got its sleep. So, people mistake like this, you know, if they take literally, oh, Jnani should not sleep. Then Jnani should not sleep, he should wake up. No sleep, he should wake up. No jagarti also, no jagarti. Then what he has to do? Neither sleep, nor jagarti, he has to dream. Therefore, literally you should not take it all. But then why Ashtavakra talking like this? You have to understand in Atma there is no waking state and there is no sleep state. ஆத்மா இஸ் துரியம், இட் டசன்ட் ஹேவ் பிரதம பாதா, த்விதீய பாதா, த்ருதீய பாதா, இட் இஸ் சதுர்த்த பாதா, துரிய ஆத்மா, யூ ஹாவ் டு அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்ட். தேர்ஃபோர் ந உன்மீலதி ந மீலதி, ஆத்மா டசன்ட் ஓபன் இட்ஸ் ஐஸ், ஆத்மா டசன்ட் க்ளோஸ். ஃபார் நித்ரா யூ ஹாவ் டு க்ளோஸ், ஃபார் வேக்கிங் யூ ஹாவ் டு ஓபன். There is no nidra, there is no waking, and there is no closing, there is no opening. That's why some people sit always wake, opening their eyes and sit. And in Haridwar, Rishikesh and all, if you go there, they sit without closing, blinking their eyes. Because Ashtavakra said, na unmeelati, na meelati, no blinking, no closing, no opening, and na half close, apdi irpa. So they look like that. Your kandipa gnaida. Like that people consider, no? All these type of things. Ar or maal sirikano, thaniya pesano, different ah irkano. And different hairstyle, different ah irundha kandipa gnani. So people are fools. They make, no? The fools make people fools, you know. Therefore, there is no connection, your external body, mind, no connection to jnanam here. Understand? These are all illogical. If you see literally, they are all illogical. You know how to interpret? You have to interpret in this manner. Jnani also has got all body, mind he is having. But what is the plus point? Paramarthananda Swami says, FIR reduction. The manas drishtya, the kovam, raga, dvesha, all these are the reduction, frequency reduction. Previously Vedanta study they used to come often, now once in a week they are coming. The frequency has reduced. Anger or shouting or irritation, anything. Now it has reduced, the frequency has reduced. Previously intensity was there so much. Before coming to Bhagavad Gita class, anger is so intense. After coming to Bhagavad Gita class, it has reduced its intensity. Volume also, shouting volume also reduced. I am taking only sample anger. You take any other, any emotion. Any emotions, disturbing emotions, previously they were intense. Now the intensity has come down. Previously I was doubting everyone. I am a doubting Thomas. Doubt everyone, intense, too intensely I doubt everyone. I can never trust anyone, suppose. After coming to Vedanta class, 50% it has reduced. Thank God. The doubting nature has reduced. Like that you take any. Now recovery period also. F stands for frequency. I stands for intensity. So intensity, previously palpitation so much. If a palpitation also reduced because of anger, doubting, all this. People are exploiting me. Like that making use of me. Such a type of thinking, you know, that has reduced. Intensity has reduced. Recovery period also reduced. Previously if I get anger, I used to keep that anger 1 month, 2 months, 3 months. I could not recover easily. After coming to Vedanta class, போதல பரவாயில்ல அந்த மாதிரி ஒரு மனப்பான்மை. So I am recovering fast, recovering soon from this sort of negative emotion. So FIR reduction, jnana phalam is what? FIR reduction. அவ்வளவுதான சுவாமி, ஜானம் வந்த வேறே வராதான், அவ்வளவுதான். FIR reduction at a mental level. No jnani's mind is perfect. Understand? Even jnani mind also undergoes all emotions. Jnani mind is also under pressure, some certain conditions. ജ്ഞാനി മൈൻഡ് ഓൾസോ അണ്ടർ ഗോസ് ഓൾ ഇമോഷൻ എവറി ഇമോഷൻ ബട്ട് ദ ഡിഫറൻസ് ഈസ് FIR. Never no ideal mind, no ideal body. Jnani body also has got old age, Jnani body also has got pains, Jnani's mind also has got different modification, emotional disturbances. What is the difference? Pitikshastva bharata matra sparshastu kaunteya ശീതോഷ്ണ സുഖ ദുഃഖദാഹ ആഗമപായിനോ നിത്യാഹ താന്തിദിക്ഷസ്വ ഭാരത. തിദിക്ഷ ഈസ് ട്രെമെൻഡസ് ഫർ ജ്ഞാനി. ദാറ്റ്സ് ആൾ. അതേ ജ്ഞാനി, തിദിക്ഷ ടോളറൻസ് പവർ ഈസ് ഇമ്മെൻസ് ടോളറൻസ് പവർ കംസ് ബിക്കോസ് ഓഫ് ദ ഇന്റലക്ട് ഈസ് വെരി 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 ക്ലിയർ. ഇന്റലക്ട് ഈസ് നോട്ട് ഡിസ്റ്റർബ്. Intellect has got clarity. That is why that intellect controls the mind, it restrains the mind. Even though that turbulence is going on, the mind is taken care of by the intellect. Enlightened intellect take care of the emotional mind. That mind gets tolerance power. ഇതുതാ വിഷയം, ഇതുതാ. ഓക്കേ, ദാറ്റ് മൈൻഡ് ഗെറ്റ്സ് ടോളറൻസ് പവർ, ദെയർഫോർ ദേർ ഇസ് നോ ജഡ്ജ്മെന്റ്. ക്രിട്ടിക്കൽ ജഡ്ജ്മെന്റ് വോണ്ട് ബി ദേർ അബൌട്ട് എനി വൺ, അബൌട്ട് വൺ സെൽഫ്. ദേർ ഇസ് നോ ക്രിട്ടിക്കൽ ജഡ്ജ്മെന്റ്. ദാറ്റ് ഈസ് വൈ ജ്ഞാനി മൈൻഡ് ഈസ് ആൾസോ like anyone's mind, but is a trained mind, tolerance, accommodation, and seeing people as they are, where they are. That's what he is going to tell in the next shlokas also. Shloka number 11. Sarvatra drishyate swastah. സർവത്ര വിമലാശയഃ സമസ്ത വാസനാ മുക്തം മുക്തഃ സർവത്ര രാജതേ. വെരി നൈസ് ശ്ലോക. ദിസ് ഈസ് ഫ്രം ആത്മദൃഷ്ടി അഗേൻ. I have to jump here and there, okay, immediately. Atmadrishtya. Sarvatra comes in three places in this sloka. First line, two times sarvatra comes. Second line, another sarvatra. So why three sarvatra? Na? Deshataha, kalataha, vastutaha. You can take. Sarvatra means at all places. Another sarvatra for at all times. Under all circumstances. Another sarvatra means under all situations. Under all experiences. At all times, at all places. And in all, under all conditions or situations or circumstances. Sarvatra. Under all conditions. Like that, some people, they do no gymnastics on the road. They tie the wire, no? And they never lose the center of gravity. You know, they keep balance so many things and walking like that. How focused, concentrating. Karagattam, the pots they keep and do dance. In the Bharatanatyam, Kuchipudi also, in the Thambalam Kela Vetsinde, and they keep pots on the top. How carefully they do, na? How carefully do they do? Like that, Jnani also very, very careful. While interacting, never lose the center of gravity is what? Atma. Our center of gravity is what? Atma. For Vedantic students, center of gravity is Atma or our good old world. What is that green room? Never forget about your green room. Green room and don't think a room fully with green paint. Green room means vesham cultify panni. In dramas and all when they are doing action, there after finishing their role, they go to green room. Like that we are all doing drama now, wearing vesham. Whenever problems comes, go to green room. Go to green room. Problem in the sense what? Problem is not coming from outside. My mind only repercussions are coming when my mother-in-law talking and my neighbor talking or anyone talking whom I don't like. The repercussions comes, impulsive thoughts comes, disturbing thought comes immediately. Aham Brahmasmi, green room. Like that I have to say. நாஹம் மன்னே சுவேதே திரோன வேதே தி வேதச்ச அந்த கேனோபனிஷத்து டீச்சிங் எல்லாம் வரணும். ஓகே, அக்ஷரம் பிரம்மா ஐ ஆம், ஒரு கொஞ்சம் வந்தா போதும் ஸ்பார்க் மாதிரி. யூ ஆர் சேஃப். ஓகே, சர்வத்ர சர்வத்ர அண்டர் ஆல் சர்க்கம்ஸ்டன்சஸ் திருஷ்யதே ஸ்வஸ்தஹா. ஸ்வஸ்தஹா அண்டே ஸ்வஸ்மின் ஆத்மனி திஷ்டதி இது ஸ்வஸ்தா. ரிமைனிங் இன் ஒன்ஸ் ஓன் நேச்சர் திருஷ்யதே, இட் அப்பியர்ஸ். நோ, திருஷ்யதே மீன்ஸ் ஜ்ஞானி ரிமைன் இன் ஹிஸ் ஓன் நேச்சர் இன் எனி பிளேஸ், நாட் ஓன்லி இன் த கிளாஸ், இன் எனி பிளேஸ். சர்வத்ர விமலாசய அண்டர் ஆல் கண்டிஷன்ஸ், at any time, any pleasant experience or unpleasant experience, at that time also vimala ashayaha means shanta manaha, ashayaha means mind, vimala means mala rahitam, raga dvesha rahita manaha, no likes, strong likes and dislikes, no hatred, no jealousy, no anger, short temperedness, all these are not there. Which mind is, Swami says, triple C N, calm mind, cheerful mind, confident mind. Calm mind, mind is so calm, relaxed at the internal level. And cheerful mind, calm mind you can take physical level, vagindriyan level. Not blabbering, no? Not blabbering too much. When mind is disturbed, then calm irupom. Not showing any verbal shouting anything. So mind is so calm. Then cheerful mind is internal mind. Mind is always cheerful internally. Not just smiling outside. Internally cheerful mind. Maintaining internally cheerful mind, seeing all problems, everything is my problem, no problem at all, only situations are there, every situation is a situation, it comes and goes, that mind is enjoying always cheerfulness inside. Then confident, I am so confident that aham brahma asmi. Sat chit anandaha aham asmi, that is called confident mind. So I am existent consciousness, infinite principle, I am confident. No sandeha, doubt free knowledge. That confident mind helps to be calm. It confidence brings calmness. The calmness brings cheerfulness. It's always blossoming face. Face is the index of the mind. Face is the index of the mind. Calm mind. Cheerful mind. Okay. Romba jaasthiya pesukodaad. Triple C, no? Swami is always put like coining certain abbreviations like this. Okay. FIR, reduction, triple C. ஞாபகம் வச்சுக்கோங்க. அவன் சொன்னதல்ல நான் சொல்லுவேன், அவனு தான் வேற என்ன சொல்ல போறேன். ஐ எம் வெரி ஹாப்பி டு ஷேர் வாட் எவர் ஐ லேர்ன் ஃப்ரம் மை குரு. தட்ஸ் வாட் இன் மை லைஃப் இஃப் ஐ டூ தட் இனஃப் ஃபார் மீ. ஸோ ஃபார் மை ரிவிஷன் ஐ ஆம் டூயிங். யூ ஆர் ஆல் தேர் சிட்டிங் இன் ஃப்ரண்ட் ஆஃப் மீ, ஐ ஆம் ஷேரிங் வித் ஆல் ஆஃப் யூ. ஓகே. So whatever I have got benefit from my guru, I want to give some who are the listeners in front of me. Okay, that's why sarvatra drishyate swastah sarvatra vimalashayah. Not only that, samasta vasana mukta, all impressions, previous janma, past janma impressions are all mukta, gone from him. Free from all impressions based on past experiences. World based, will based, vasana based thoughts, you know, all these thoughts, past tendencies, impressions, kashayam, kashayam accumulated in previous janma, all of them, he is free from all of them. So from manas ahankara drishti or atma drishti? Jnani ahankara also he cannot be free from vasana. How will the atma is free and jnani recognize that mind is mithya, the vasana in the mind is also mithya. That is why vasana muktaha. Aham atma asmi. Ahankara mind has got vasana, habitual notions. Vasana means what? Habitual notions. I am punyavan, papavan, I have this problem, that problem, old, good old, accumulated, past experiences are all come and pricks, no? Looks at all of them, just smile. Yeah, they are mithya. They are all mithya. Vasana is also mithya. From Atma standpoint, vasana cannot touch me. Ahankara standpoint, it is mithya. Therefore, no problem. Anyway, no, Swamini. Ahankara drishti, it is satyam, no? Hey, you are not ahankara, no? Suppose they are real from ahankara drishti, vyavaharika drishti. வியாவகாரிக்கம் சத்தியம் ஆர் மித்யா? மித்யா. மித்யா வியாவகாரிக்கம் cannot disturb you. Therefore, let it continue வியாவகாரிக வாசனா, which is மித்யா. Drama is சத்தியம் ஆர் மித்யா? Serial is சத்தியம் ஆர் மித்யா? Let it continue. Sometimes the serial scene is so serious. But serial should continue or not? Continue. Let it continue. Oh. You look at your mind. Oho, idella kuda irukka manasukulla. Just watch your mind. Watch your mind. Your own mind. Terrible mind. Terrible, most terrible mind also comes out. Vasana mind. You look at that mind. Watch your mind. Just like a third person. Come on. Come, what are all coming? Come. How are you? I'm telling you. Falsifying. Anatma. It is mithya. Cannot touch me. Analyze like this. Don't carry away by the thoughts, whatever comes. If I carry away by thoughts, impressions, latent impressions, I am giving reality to them. If I give reality to them, I have to pay the price. I get sorrow again, worry, anxiety, tension. Are you interested in getting sorrow? Are you interested in getting worry? No. Then falsify. How to falsify? Study Shastra more. It comes. Therefore, sarvatra rajate. Sarvatra, under all circumstances, under all conditions, under all situations, rajate means revels in Atma, shines as Aham Brahma Asmi. Every experience, kuvam experience also, no? Rain experience, kuvam experience, any experience for that matter, all are like bubbles in me, the Atma. Pashyan shrinvan prishan jighan ashnan grinhan vadan prajan ihita nihitair muktah mukta eva mahashayah. மகாசயா முக்தா, மகாசயா மகான் ஆசயா, ஆசயா மீன்ஸ் மைண்ட், ஏ கிரேட் மைண்ட் ஒன், நோபல் ஒன், ஏ நோபல் மைண்டட் ஒன், வைஸ் பர்சன், என்லைட்டன்ட் மைண்ட். மகாசயா முக்தா ஏவ இஸ் ஃப்ரீ, நித்ய முக்தா. வை வை பஷ்யன், அகெய்ன் சேம், அதே ரைம்ல இருக்க அஷ்டாவக்ர. வைல் சீயிங் ஸ்ருண்வன், வைல் ஹியரிங் ஸ்பிருஷன், வைல் டச்சிங் ஜிக்ரன், வைல் ஸ்மெல்லிங் அஷ்யன், வைல் ஈட்டிங் கிருண்ணன், வைல் கிராஸ்பிங் டேக்கிங் எனிதிங், வதன் வைல் ஸ்பீக்கிங், வ்ரஜன் வைல் வாக்கிங், ஈஹிதா அநீஹிதைஹி முக்தா. Ihi dhatu, one a, two meanings we can give. Ihita means to wish, to desire, to put effort or to strive. Ihita. Anihita means not putting effort or anything, no desire. Artham. Another meaning is ihita means a struggle. Second meaning you can take. Ihita, there is no struggle. Anihita means there is no struggle. Ihita, anihita. Struggle or no struggle, both are not there. So I have no struggle and it's only in artha. I am accepting the struggle. If I say struggle, I am struggling in adi problem. No struggle and it's only kodad, struggle and it's only kodad. If I say struggle, I am accepting no struggle. If I say no struggle, I am accepting struggle. So what? Ihita nasti, anihita nasti. Free from struggle and no struggle. Then what? Then what? One may learn. Muktaha, I am free. Nanindati nacha sauti. Nahrishyati nakupyati. நததாதி நக்ருண்ணாதி முக்தஸ் சர்வத்ர நீரஸஹ. Now this 12th sloka is from mind standpoint, ahankara standpoint. There is no struggle, no effort for anything while doing any action. This sloka, 13th sloka, is from also mind angle only. Nanindati nastauti. He never flatters about anyone. Appreciation is different from flatter. No criticism, no censure. He never censure or criticize anyone, nor flatter about anyone. Nahushyati, no elation, no ecstasy. Nakupyati, no anger. Nadadati, nagrinnati. There is no giving and taking. Second line is Atma. Okay. First line is mind. Second line is Atma. And Jnani also taking, giving, no? Giving knowledge, taking Gurudakshina. Okay, taking Bhiksha. Nagrinnati, ni chalna mudiyadu. Atma, nagrinnati. Nadadati. முக்தஹா சர்வத்ர நீரசஹா, நீரசஹாண்ட நீரசம் பண்ணா. நெக்ஸ்ட் கிளாஸ். பூர்ணமத பூர்ணமிதம் பூர்ணாத் பூர்ணமுதச்யதே பூர்ணஸ்ய பூர்ணமாதாய பூர்ணமேவாவசிஷ்யதே. ஓம் சாந்தி சாந்தி சாந்தி. ஹரிஹ ஓம். ஸ்ரீ குருப்யோ நமஹ. ஹரிஹ ஓம்.